We were talking about how by mechanical chanting or by some yogic procedures one cannot capture the holy name, and the holy name only has to descend. The Lord has to descend by His own mercy, like the rising of a sun. The rising and setting of the sun is not in anybody's hands. It is the discretion of the sun when He wishes to rise. In the same manner, the holy name of the Lord will manifest Himself as per His choice, and we can't mechanically capture Him. That is understood. Now, for the Lord to appear in our heart, it is well known by study of the scriptures that naham vede na tapasa na dane na na chejya shakhyev vidho drashtum drashtavanasimamyata bhaktya tu ananyaya shakhya. So this type of many statements we find. Bhaktya mama vijanati, and Lord tells Uddhava also, namam sadeti yogo na sankhyam dharma Uddhava. And then he says, swadhyayas tapastyago yatha bhaktir mamorjita. He says that my heart is not as inspired by the processes like namam sadeti yogo na sankhyam dharma, uddhava, swadhyaya, tapa, tyaga. By all these things, my heart is not moved or touched as much as it is moved or touched by yatha bhaktir mamurjita, he says. As much as bhakti touches my heart. Like that Krishna Himself is telling to Uddhava. So after studying all these verses, one point becomes clear. The only content that Lord is expressing from the living entity is bhakti, and all other items, if they are there, they can also be offered. If they are not there, still there is no problem. If bhakti is there, good enough. Bhakti is the main vital content. But you will see, it is not that if you don't have bhakti, you are gone. You will find that mantrahinam, vidhihinam, bhaktihinam, janardana. Sometimes we find that while offering the worship of the Lord, while entering varieties of activities in this movement of ISKCON for Prabhupada's pleasure, Krishna's pleasure, sometimes a living entity can find oneself incapable of even expressing bhakti to the Lord due to various distractions and diversions. So if one is able to lament that one does not have bhakti, that is also bhakti. If one, like he says, Ratina Janmilo Keneta, he says, your holy name is descending in this world, how wonderful it is, but how unfortunate I am that I am not able to take advantage of this holy name which is descending. I am so foolish, I am so fallen. So that is also counted as bhakti. Now, how did Aghasura and Putana, these people had no bhakti at all, on the contrary, they came in a mood of killing Krishna, then how is it that they were given Swarupya Siddhi in the spiritual world? Because Aghasura was looking at Krishna, staring at Krishna for a prolonged period of time. And prolonged exposure creates impressions. So Lord thought that because He has seen me with open eyes, without blinking, continuously for a prolonged period of time. So then Lord was inspired to enter His mouth. So because He saw the Lord, and because Lord entered His mouth and delivered Him, so Lord actually felt that I should send him to my abode. If you see, similarly Putana, she had only one good quality of wanting to breastfeed milk to the child, Krishna, which is actually a motherly activity. So she did the drama of a mother. Although she had no intention to become a mother, she had actually intention to kill Krishna. But even that drama Krishna accepted, that some attempt she made in relation to me. So there is only one thing which cannot give us Krishna at all, which is complete selfishness. And absolutely no thought of Krishna, no connection with Krishna at all. Such selfishness will not give us anything in the path of devotional service. For example, Vena, Raja Katamopina Vena Syat, Panchanam Purusham Prati. In the Bhagavatam it is said, there are five people who attain Krishna in various ways, either favorable or unfavorable bhakti, because all these five people got absorption in Krishna. Kopya Kamat, Bhayat Kamso, Dveshat Chedyadaya Nrupa, Sambandhat Vrishnayah Snehat, Yuyam Bhaktya, Vayam Vibho. Narada Muni is telling Yudhishthira Maharaj that the gopis, by their intense love for Krishna and Kamsa by fear, and Shishupal by envy, like that all of them, and Vrishnis by their bodily relationship, and Pandavas by their, they also have a relationship with Krishna and familial relationship as well as bhakti. And then he says, all the devotees by their bhakti. So all these people are connecting to Krishna with Krishna in the center. So something should be done in relation to Krishna. That's the point. If I don't have bhakti, I should cry, I don't have bhakti. And if I have little bhakti, I can offer that little bhakti. And if I have plenty of these commodities of Vedir, Tapasa, Dan and all these things, then I can offer all of them in Krishna's service. But there is only one greatest curse, which is when one becomes utterly selfish and disconnects from Krishna, becomes inattentive to Krishna and lives in his own world of I, me, mine, like the way Vena did, they have no opportunity for getting bhakti. So therefore, why the inattentiveness is condemned so badly, this is the main reason. Because the question was asked by Yudhishthira. You say that Kamsa was such an atrocious fellow and he got delivered. Why? And Vena was also like him only. But why he was not given? Because he said Vena did not connect with Krishna in any way. He just switched off from Krishna and went far away. He was in his own world of I want to be worshipped. I am the supreme greatest and the Brahmanas who are doing yajna, everything you stop. So he also did atrocities like Kamsa, but there was no connection. So therefore, if we exist in our consciousness like a vegetable with no connection with Krishna at all, that is the greatest curse for a living entity. No? Because then there is no possibility of the living entity to anyway be connected to Krishna. So you will find if a devotee gets a accidental, not a devotee, even if a ruffian gets an accidental connection to Lord or devotee, either a favorable or unfavorable connection, still they gain the benefit. Like Nalakur Manigrave, Jagai Madai, they all had an unfavorable interaction with the devotee. Unfavorable encounter with the devotee, all these people. But they got mercy or not? They got mercy. Some of them had a favorable encounter, like Dasiputra became Narada boy, Prahlad. All these people had a favorable encounter with Lord's devotees and Lord. So they got mercy also. But who didn't get mercy? One who never had contact with the Lord or his devotees. No matter how pious they may be, like Nala Damayanti, very pious but useless. Why? Because no encounter with Lord, no encounter with devotee. So they became good for nothing, despite all their piety. So therefore, this point should be very clear in the chanting of the holy name. Even if you are incapable of chanting of the holy name, if you have the humility to admit it, and we beg the Lord to still not discard us, like we say, no, Narottama Dase Koi, Telikarangapoi, Tama Vina Keyache Amara. If that is the mood, that is also counted as bhakti. How wonderful it is that even if I don't possess bhakti, but I lament that I don't have bhakti, Lord is kind enough to accept us so that gradually we can develop that bhakti attitude and become a pleasing person to him. Right now we may not be able to please, but we can lament that we are unable to please, and we can still attain his shelter. And therefore this mood should not be forgotten in approaching the Lord, either worshipping the deity or studying the scriptures or chanting the holy name. Because the bhakti path is very simple, very easy. But if this mood is forgotten, we disconnect from him and do our own program, sense gratification program, then we are lost actually. Then we just become stagnated. And if you keep this in mind, inch by inch we will be progressing in the right direction towards the Lord's lotus feet. Harinam Prabhu ki.